But you have missed the import of this verse entirely. This is why a false question has cropped up, which has no right to crop up at all. The Holy Quran is not saying that, what you inferred. On the other hand, the Holy Quran itself declares as a prophecy that under the influence of Satan, people of future would change the creation of Allah, Khalqullah. And that has been declared by the Holy Quran. I don't remember the surah, but I can give you the reference. Do you remember?
Surah Al-Ahqaf.
Can you remember the verse? Yes, you can get it. So, what you have inferred from this verse is positively wrong, because other verses of the Holy Quran throw light on this subject and tell us that under the influence of Satan, people of the future world will interfere with the creation of Allah and will somehow succeed in changing the creation of Allah, which will ultimately be wrong for them, ultimately be bad for them. This is the inference from that verse. Now the verse which we have quoted is speaking of fitrat Allah illati fatara an-nasa alayha. Allah has given man a nature, and the religion which Allah has revealed is born out of a special reference to that nature. It has a direct relationship with the creation of God. So it exactly fits in. No other religion will fit exactly with the nature of man, because nobody except Allah knows the nature of man. And Islam is that final religion and complete religion which in every aspect of human nature has a counterpart to fit in. That fitrat, human nature, cannot be changed by anyone. This is a challenge by the Holy Quran. As long as that cannot be changed, the religion which fits in with that nature, which meets all the requirement of that nature, cannot be changed. So this is a proof of the eternal message of Islam. If because it has a direct relationship with the nature of man, as long as the nature of man cannot be changed, this religion does not require to be changed. ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ. This is what the Holy Quran says, not the right. Qayyim does not mean the right. Qayyim means not only right, but also one who is lasting, which cannot be changed. So فِتْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَتَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا. This has a direct relation with the second verse which you quoted, ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ. So قَيِّم means one which cannot be destroyed, which cannot be tilted, which cannot be removed from its mooring, and which is constant, which is straight in itself, and which also has the power to straighten others. So because this deen is related and completely coincides and tallies with human nature, so it cannot be changed. It will remain forever. That is Qayyim.
Could I carry on with the second part of
the first part has fallen.
Yeah.
How can you build the second part on the fallen part?
Oh, sorry.
Pardon? I say the first floor is already collapsed. And you want to build a second floor on that collapsed floor?
No, sir. I'm sorry. I was not ready with the full verse of the question. You very rightly pointed out I should have quoted the earlier verse, you know, to get my answer sorted out. You see, sir, it's only a couple of weeks ago, the doctors, the clever doctors, they call themselves, they changed the heart of somebody and put baboon's heart in him. I wonder how these things fit in with these verses.
I mean, these verses have no relationship with that phenomena you're quoting.
Yeah, but these...
I've already told you.
Yes, sir, they call these genetic science and...
let them call it, they're all right. But they are not related with this declaration of the Holy Quran.
Have they got any right to intervene in the nature like this?
Just a minute. The point is to change the creation of God is a declaration, is something which has no relationship either with the verse which you are quoting or with the fact which you have just quoted. It's irrelevant to both. That is a different thing altogether. That means changing the creation of God means that through genetic engineering, for instance, you introduce some characters into other genes. And characters are different from the fundamental characters of that species. So that a new species is born. That is what is called changing the creation of Allah. So to change a kidney or to change a heart is not change in the creation at all. It is on sustenance of some life, that is all. Because when you change the heart, the person does not begin to behave like a baboon. Or if you borrow a kidney from a pig and implant it to a human being, that human being does not change his character. His nature is not influenced in the slightest. So this is why your illustration has no bearing whatsoever with the changing of creation. As I've quoted, change of creation is a different phenomenon altogether. They are, particularly in America, very advanced, not very advanced, but they have started to travel in this direction. And advanced in the sense that as compared to the rest of the entire world, America is most advanced in this newly born science, which is called genetic engineering. And they have carried out certain experiments. And already they have started great apprehension in the society, given birth to apprehension not only among the laymen but also among the scientists. And I have read papers on these experiments, and I know that certain knowledgeable scientists are protesting against these experiments, and they are warning that things may go completely out of your control. Because the knowledge as to how these genes work and what will be produced when you implant a chromosome with a foreign gene, that knowledge is so limited and power of man is so limited as well that you cannot correctly predict what is going to happen. For instance, they experimented with some bacteria. They planted a gene of a different species of bacteria to a bacteria, and mathematically the result should have been that new character should have been added to that bacteria. This is not what happened. A completely different thing came into being. So this is what the scientists are afraid. Some knowledgeable scientists are afraid that if that science progresses in this direction a few more steps, they may create some evil animals which will ultimately dominate the mankind and destroy the mankind. And because there will be new phenomena unknown to us previously, so we will not be able to tackle them or to cope with them. And out of all the prophecies that the Holy Quran has mentioned about the future progress of man, this is the only prophecy in which there is an element of reproof, displeasure, because this intervention in the nature and the creation of new things is spoken of in the Holy Quran or that you will do it in the manner that is obviously an expression of displeasure. The Holy Quran tells us that at the behest of the Satans, they will begin to do this. Read the relevant verse, please.
إن يدعون من دونه إلا إناثا وإن يدعون إلا شيطانا مريدا لعنه الله. وقال لأتخذن من عبادك نصيبا مفروضا، ولأضلنهم ولأمنينهم ولآمرنهم فليبتكن آذان الأنعام ولآمرنهم فليغيرن خلق الله.
That's it.
ومن يتخذ الشيطان وليا من دون الله فقد خسر خسرانا مبينا.
The Satan addressing God says that I will order your servants, and first they will begin to interfere superficially. They'll cut the ears or tails, you know, things. The first interference with nature will be just superficial. Then they will delve deeper and begin to change the nature of creation. So Allah does not say that this will not happen. Allah only tells yes, but then this is a bargain of great loss. They will ultimately suffer. So this is the only prediction about scientific progress which has been mentioned with positive censure and displeasure. It's a very dangerous game.
Thank you.